I'm beginning to think that when Prince came to Oakland a month or so before he was murdered by the folks who've been torturing him for decades, he was reaching out to me in the only way he could, given the vast gap in our circumstances. I knew, I'd said as much on the radio show, that he was being targeted. But I did nothing. I didn't try to help him. And these false folks had so constructed things that there was no way he could initiate any contact for mutual cooperation. His whole life was made a life of fighting back. I could have at least been a psychic friend in that. But I was too busy with my neediness to let that sink in. If I had erred on the side of heart, I think I could have saved his life by throwing a big spotlight on the extraordinary heroism of his suffering and resistance. With just a little bit of heart, I could have seen this, that we are comrades in spirit. I could possibly have preserved his life thereby, preserved this treasure for all of us. We can only do what's right. He's shown us. And when we fail to defend that right, the cost cannot be measured. These sad people will do what they will. He said this. But if we all determine to live as he did, fiercely defending ourselves, these people will simply cease to exist. In that instant, they will be gone.